Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa, Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is proper retro. Just about every single band on it sounds like they probably did something from the past. But there's a reason for that, because four of the bands this week feature the same lead singer. I'll explain all after this, but first up, this is Ooga Booga Rock. Listening to DiZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers and a track called Ooga Booga Rock, which is taken from this new double album that's coming out on the 29th of October. God, this man writes a lot of songs. What I want to know is, what is Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HipboneSlimAndTheKneeTremblers.
No, MySpace.com/HipboneSlim. You get that wrong every time. Brilliant. Paulie B and the Internet One. No need to get so upset about it. So, Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Neil. Now, this new thing that's out, it's a 40-track double album. The first CD is Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. The second CD is three other bands that Sebald Diddley, the lead singer, is also in, and we're going to be playing a track from each band on it on this week's show. So I'll tell you more about it as it goes on, really, but he's just absolutely brilliant. He's an absolute lunatic, but obviously he's into all things rock and roll and all things retro and all things old, so it does mean that most of the tracks that we're playing this week by him do sound very old. I listened to last week's show in the car last night.
Okay.
What great music. God, how fantastic it was. Some of the tracks towards the end were really... That Spanish song towards the end was really making me laugh. Brilliant. So we have got a bit of a mixed bag this week. In so much as, once again, there's not a lot of punk rock on it. But just enjoy the songs. They're all absolutely brilliant. Now, I would normally have Comedy Suburbs for you, but for the second week in a row, I've got nothing. And the bits of material I've written for myself wouldn't work in me just saying them. So basically, no jokes again in this section. If you've got a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's all I really want to say for this bit. I have got one very piece of exciting news later on in the show. In fact, I'm so excited about it, I've written a little tune for it.
Okay.
The old guitar here. Right? Set?
Yeah.
We'll be right back. I'm excited. Yeah.
Nice. Right.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. So, we were... Listen, it's quite simple. If you send me some fucking jokes and poems, you'll stop hearing me playing guitar, right? It's as straightforward as that. Next band up this week are one of three bands we're playing that have been sent through by Manila PR. And I'm just looking for the right ones. And thank you very much to Tony and the team for sending these through. And obviously it's the last piece of paper that I pick up. Now this band, I can't really get to the bottom of this. Right, they're a band called Allegro, right?
Mm.
And it would suggest that they're not going anymore, but they brought out this album anyway because they were one of the bands that might have been, one of the bands that should have been famous but didn't make it. And having listened to this album, I can kind of see what they mean. That they were, in October 2010, everything was happening for them, and they'd been described by the official paperwork as the band that might have been, in fact. And they were doing loads and loads of gigs with loads and loads of fantastic bands, and then just nothing happened. And they do sound like one of those bands from just a few years ago that were all... I don't mean they were much of a much, it's not fair, because they were all good. But bands like, oh, I'm trying to think, like, who did, I bet you look good on the dance floor. Who's them?
Arctic Monkeys.
Arctic Monkeys. So you've got Arctic Monkeys, and then you've also got, right, come on, who was that band that Can't Stand Me Now, Can't Stand Me, who was that?
Oh, who was that?
Not like, the Libertines.
Less, yep, yep.
The Libertines. So yeah, so you'll hear it. They've got that sort of a feel to them, that real sort of happy, smiley, upbeat, fast. It wasn't really punk, was it? It was just a kind of pop. No. Yeah. Fast, indie, brilliant. It's really, really good. And this band are great. And this is a track from their album, which is out now, which I have the details in front of me as well, I'm sure. Where's it gone? I can't even see what the album's called. Allegro Forever. I'm not really doing them justice here. I'm going to let you just listen to it. I think it's really, really good. Check them out. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Allegro Band?
No, MySpace.com/Allegro Forever. Poorly with the internet too. Tony Neil, Hola Senorita. You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Allegro and Hola Señorita, and there's another track of that album that I'm going to play in future weeks. I might wait until he gets cold, so it will cheer you up. No more information than that. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
Yep, I do. So thanks for...
Right, hang on. Would you like a tune for Facebook?
Oh, please.
Right, I wonder if I can do this. Facebook.
Nice.
Bit of flash for me, wasn't it?
Getting a bit flashy.
Yeah.
Show off. Thanks for all your Facebook comments. Please do leave us a comment on our Facebook wall or like our page. Please go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page, leave a comment. That's what this week's show, we've got a few we did this week. Getting the words out. First up, long time since we've heard from these guys, Mediocre Show.
You hello, just say hello, Punky.
Yeah, say hello, Punky. It's been a long time up in Fishtown, I guess, since we've heard from these guys. 4 years, at least.
Yeah, maybe. But we did mention the other week, so maybe we got round.
Ah. Hello to Mediocre Show. Glad it's all going. Glad it's still going.
So hold on, is that it? What was the comment?
I just got hello, Punky.
Oh, hello, Mediocre Show. They were the original and best twats.
Yeah, Eric Tomorrow and someone else. I can't remember.
Is it Ryan? Was it Eric Tomorrow and Ryan? Is it Ryan? I don't know. I can't remember. My apologies to the other bloke.
Yes. Well, good to hear from you.
Yeah, I hope you guys are doing well.
And a comment from C.S. McNeil, who says, no idea how I missed the release of this one, but I'm going to listen to it right fucking now. Too right as well. Thank you very much.
No, yeah. Thank you very much, Cindy. I know Cindy.
Yeah, we
know Cindy. She's a very nice girl. She may have modelled one of our T-shirts once.
Ah, yes. Dick Sharp. Who's making up for your poetry corner here, kind of, but not. Anyway, he says, I was once wanked off in a field and once in an alley. Once I wanked on my mate Max's sheets. He still doesn't know. I've mislistened to the show. It's close.
It's close, yeah. But didn't I write something underneath?
You did. You said, send it to Paulie B at Punky Radio, titling me on poetry corner, you doylem. He responded, it wasn't a poem.
That's right. I was very pleased that we did. That was the only response we got to people who've been wanked off in fields. Which I did ask last week, if you've been wanked off in a field, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. I didn't say, if you've been wanked off in field, please write a shit poem and put it on the Punky Radio page, did I?
No.
But fair enough, Dick Sharp, I do like you very much, and it was very nice to meet you in Edinburgh this year.
He responded saying it wasn't a poem. Well, I suppose it was, sort of, but alright then. Have I not won though? Because this will get read out. Yeah, that's fair enough, I guess.
That's a fair point, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a fair point.
But yeah, that's it for Facebook, so keep your comments coming in.
Well, Tony, he quite clearly wanted you to read it out rather than me, didn't he?
I know, imagine that.
Fancy. Right, next track.
Yeah.
And this is another track from Sir Paul Diddley, but this is another one of his incarnations. This is a band called Louis and the Louis. I'll tell you about them after this. This is Birdman. Hey, baby, now ain't you hurt? Some fellas and give me some wings. Then a bird man is the craziest thing. All right. One thing I gotta do before I die. Bird man gotta learn how to fly. Every day when the work is done. You get ready to run, alright. Jumping and a shaking and a flapping around. I just can't get off the ground. One thing gotta do before I die. Bird man gotta learn how to fly. Cause I'm a bird man. There's a bird man. Let's go. We'll be right back. me, alright. You're a man, not a big birdie. Don't go jumping out of a tree.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Louie and the Louies and a track called Birdman. That is from this new Hip Bone Slim album, which is called Hip Bone Slim versus Sir Bald. And let me just tell you a little bit about Louie and the Louies. They've obviously got Hip Bone Slim up front. They play flat rock type tunes and surf instrumentals. That track was sort of neither of them, in fact. But anyway, not representative of the band, but I like it the best. And it features Britain's most dynamic rhythm section. Matt Sleepy Lou Radford on bass guitar, and Brian Ramblin' Louie Neville on drums. Between them, they have worked with many celebrated, fantastic and influential rhythm and blues and rock and roll acts. There you go. And they've had a few releases out in the past. And as I say, you're gonna build up a psychological profile of Hip Bone Slim throughout this show. And by the end of it, I'm telling you, you're going to want these CDs when they come out. And they don't come out until the 29th of October, so you've got plenty of time to save up. Right, what I want to know is, what is Louie and the Louies' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Louie and the Louies?
No, MySpace.com/ do the Louie. Paulie being the internet 3, Tony Neil. This is getting good. Now then, mate, did you do anything last week?
It's been a lot of the time this week, so we had the family over. But I was still finishing the shower as discussed last week. Spent the rest of the week still finishing it. Came to about Wednesday, and the family decided that they would go and just stay at a friend's house in Birmingham, in Droitwich, for the remainder of the stay. So it took the pressure off.
Right.
So we went over kind of to visit them there, and spent some time in Birmingham. I was mainly catching up on work, so it was tiling work. And then a little bit of drinking and celebrating, and then the weekend we just stopped and just started looking briefly at kitchens, but we really just kind of had a break at the weekend.
Why is this shower taking so long?
I ain't got a clue. Because we're doing small brick tiles on the shower, and they just take a long time to put in, plus we're cutting them, and they're glass, and you have to scour and snap, and you get a lot of breakages, and it's just a lot of cutting. It's taking like 4 hours, and you do about 12 tiles. I think I'm just the world's shittest tiler.
I'm really sorry I asked this question.
I'm sorry I started tiling. So yeah, there you go.
You know what you get? Just stick lino on the walls, mate. What did I do? Friday night, I went to the pre-Bedlam breakout show, as discussed last week, at a pub called The Racehorse in Northampton, and I went with my mate Steve, and before we went to this other pub called The Lamplighter, which is really, really brilliant, and we bumped into loads of people we knew there and all that, and saw all four bands and had a chat with the lead singer of the headline band, a band from Ireland called Frantic Vermin, and you never know, we might play something by them in the future. What was interesting was, it's the first time in living memory that me and Steve have gone out, got leathered, had a really good time, walked home independently of each other, both managed to eat, got in, and not had an argument.
Nice.
I know. We always have a row. It's normally about politics, and I accuse him of being a fucking Nazi. but this time around, we didn't. But then we had a row sort of in our sleep. I established, because he pissed me off when we went to Vegas with his snoring.
Mm.
And I've decided that he's a bigger wanker when he's asleep than he is when he's awake. Because when he's awake, I can handle him, but when he's asleep, it's just annoying, man. And the thing was, we're in a twin room, and the twin beds were really close to each other, and I was in the bed, and I was facing the wall, and he was in the bed by the window, but I didn't know, but he was facing me as well, and we were kind of, it was almost like we were spooning with about a foot gap between us. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So we weren't touching. Anyway, I rolled over in the night, and I brushed his hand, and just went there like that. Oh God, that's horrible, mate. Anyway, he didn't move. He didn't say anything at all. And when he woke up the next day, I said to him, "You know what happened in the night, don't you? That I rolled over and I touched your hand, and I just went, oh, this is horrendous." Steve said, "Didn't you hear what I said?" I went, "No." He said, "I must have said it in my mind rather than out loud." Steve just thought to himself, "I really do hope he's asleep." And he did that by accident. Otherwise, this could be really awkward. Steve, trust me, I do not want to hold hands with you under any circumstances. You snoring bastard. it was just one of those, you know. Then on Saturday night, I ended up going out and hitching and saw this guy who was on his leaving do and managed to do a quite incredible pub crawl. Where I didn't get out and hitching until about 8:30. And by midnight, I was sort of going around them all again. I was just at speed. I was drinking. I started off on pints, then I went on to Jack Daniels and Diet Coke, or vodka and Diet Coke as well. Things, anyway. And because you drink those quickly, I was just doing one and moving on to the next pub. We did about 15 pubs. Or rather, not 15 pubs, but we did a load of pubs about 15 times altogether, if you see what I mean. Some of them we went in more than once. And then on Sunday, I drove all the way to Tavistock and back. No, I didn't. I drove all the way to Billyford and back. Tavistock's this Friday. It's about a 4-hour drive from me, so it's an 8-hour round trip. And I got there, and I was the opening act, and the headlining act was a guy called Phil Butler, and I really liked Phil. He's a good lad, and we sort of drove down, had a good chat in the car. And then we got there, and Phil had done the gig before, and I hadn't. Anyway, and the show is just, they just have two comics on. One does 30 minutes, introduces the next one, he does 30 minutes, that's it, that's the show. But a guy goes out first of all and introduces the show, and there's this guy called Acoustic Carl, who works on the Holy Park, and he does an acoustic night every Tuesday. So Acoustic Carl walked out. How about this for an intro for me? Well, we were laughing so loud in the dressing room, the audience heard us, and when I walked out, they were already laughing at what happened. Because he said, and your acoustic, anyway, welcome to the stand-up comedy night here at the park Holiday Park, and it's all going to be great. We've got two fantastic comics on this evening. The second one I've seen before, and is brilliant. Anyway, the first one is called Bobby Evans. It was just like, look, this bloke is shit. I was just laughing so much, so I just walked out and going, anyway, yeah, I've been to nearly all of my gigs and I can't tell you how I've done either. And it was just quite good fun, mostly. And then we had a long drive back, and then it's now. So that was it, that was me. Right.
Okay.
Let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Yeah.
Right. So this one is another one through Manila PR. Bits of paper and a mess here. This is another one through from, and it's a band we played before called Damn Vandals. And I like Damn Vandals. And now I'm going to see if we want any information here that I can read out. No, it's all a bit involved, really. Damn Vandals are relatively well known. They're in the UK at least. They're exceptionally good, etc., etc. This is the second track from their new single. I prefer this one to the first track, but it's not to say the first one's great. First track's called This Amazing, this track's called Trouble With Jesus. But you don't hear a lot of Jesus in it, so the trouble with me is. But anyway, so you'll hear it. What I want to know is, what is Damn Vandals' website?
Damnvandals.co.uk?
It is! Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 3. Listen out to Vice Squad, who'll be coming up after this. In the meantime, this is Trouble With Jesus.
Trouble with me is you.
Drum Jouster.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vice Squad and a track called Are You Looking At Me, which is from their latest album, and you can find out all about it via their website, which is
vicesquad.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony 2 for you, isn't it? 3. What a comeback. And hello to Becky Bondage and the rest of the gang for being so absolutely brilliant. Vice Squad are one of my favourite bands, not just because of the music, but because of the way they treat their fans, which is brilliant. They really, really look after them. And their fans appreciate it as well. And they've been around a long time and they're still rocking out like you wouldn't believe. So well done to them. If you've never heard of them before, check them out. They're brilliant. Right, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 bar, most likely.
It probably is. It is. Yeah, another week, another few gigs at 12 bar club. It's still exactly where it was last week. There's nothing on Sunday, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. There we go. Thursday, 20th of September, Lee Coleman, Acantha Lang, and special guest Emily Lee. Don't know much of what's going on there, but how much would you think that is on a Thursday evening?
£6. Wow.
Friday night, yeah, nothing more to say. Well, Friday, 21st, King Hammond and the Rude Boy Mafia, Swagger, plus special guests. No more information than that, but it is a London call-in night.
It's brilliant. I've seen King Hammond before. Fantastic.
Okay. How much do you think it is?
£6.
£10.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Still worth it.
Saturday night, Tom's Midnight Garden, Anabolic Steroids, Flowers in the Dustbin, Law of the West, DJ Poison Creeper. It's London call-in night again, and Spirit of 1982 present 30 Years of Stink.
Yeah, and it's going to be a weird old night.
Okay.
We've played a Flowers in the Dustbin track before, and this is like weird punk. It's just really interesting music. If you're around, if you fancy something a bit different, that'll be good fun.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Right, so I've got one.
Well, one out of three, yeah.
Good Lord, that's a bit of a low, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's it, is it?
That's it, yeah.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar. Yeah, all right, well, fair enough. I haven't got a lot else to say in this bit. I'm just going to get on with the next track. So this is another track that features Sir Bald Diddley on lead vocal. This is a band called the Knee Jerk Reactions. The Knee Jerk Reactions were set up. The idea is that they absolutely hate Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers, because Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers are a rock and roll band and the Knee Jerk Reactions are a mod band. So he set up this mod band that they make out their fights with Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. But they never do, because it's exactly the same people.
Right.
The man's an idiot. But a genius. Idiot Savard. There you go. And do you want me to read out a little bit about them? I'll read you out a little bit about them, shall I? Mm-hmm. Seeing as I'm trying to do everyone a decent job this week. Now then, where are they? Where have I got information on? The Knee Jerk Reactions are sworn enemies of Hipbone Slim and, in fact, all rockabillies, greasers, cats and teddy boys. The two bands' bitter rivalry and relentless antagonism regularly threatens to spill over in some quite unsavoury scenes, with a number of bank holiday rumbles and punch-ups being witnessed in the seaside towns of England and beyond. Arch hipsters and beasters, the dandified Knee Jerk Reactions feature the East End savvy of Les Larrard on bass and general heavy duties, plus Ronnie Drand on drums and general light duties. The Knee Jerk Reactions have won sold-out album The Electrifying Sounds of Ronnie Drand, so it's not the same band, it's just Hipbone Slim being a fool again. But they're great, and you're going to see why in a second. Shall I ask? Yeah. What's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/KneeJerkReactions.
No, MySpace.com/TheKneeJerkReactions. All of the internet for Tony 2. You don't know right from wrong.
You don't know right from wrong. No. You don't know right from wrong. You don't know right from wrong. No. You don't know right from wrong. When you're out of sight, it don't seem right, cause you don't know right from wrong.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week? It's not shit.
We're going away next week. To go to Scotland.
Yeah,
you've got a mate's wedding in Gretna Green.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
I think.
Oh, hello. How old's your mate? 16?
No. 40? 42?
Right.
It's Corey's brother, actually. We moved to Wales a few years ago, so they're going to get married. So we're going to go up. It's Saturday night, so we'll probably just go away Thursday and do something on the way up, and then maybe step into Scotland. We'll be planning it over the next week, basically, and
cool.
Go away.
Wow, you're actually doing something.
I know, put me ragged.
I'm going to Spain in the morning.
Are you?
Yeah.
Shit. Always one better.
No, not really. I'm going out there. My mate, where I go to the music festival every year in Canada de Mar, I've got a friend there now who said, you can come stay if you want, aren't you? Alright, had a few days off.
Oh, nice.
So I got a flight and I'm going to go and chill out. Just when the weather's turned here, I thought I'd go and get a bit of Spanish. So
Spanish.
I'll no doubt have an adventure. And then I get back, it was a bit dodgy actually, I get back at the flight gets in at 11:40 Friday morning, and I'm pretty much going to be straight in the car because I've got a gig in Tavistock, other side of Dartmoor, on Friday night. God, that's going to be a drive. After several days in Spain, it's going to be another bugger. And then I'm going to come back to the same night, because on Saturday I'm doing Watford John, Watford Highlights, if I was honest, Watford Highlights. So, and then if I get out of Watford Highlights early, I'm going to get back to Hitchin, because there's this mate stag do in Hitchin, so I'm going to try and get back. It was quite good. He said that I want everyone to dress up, and everyone went no, and he went alright then.
Okay,
so I'm quite pleased. Very, very pleased by that. In fact, that could be a new song, actually. I've got a song that I meant to do at the start of this, which is, of course, What I Did This Week Really Has Been Good. I hope you have a good time as well. La 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 la.
It's nice.
Anyway, I've got brilliant news now.
Okay.
I've been saving this news for the whole show. I did mention at the start I had some exciting news.
You did.
Right, now this is on... Well... There's three bits to this. Bit number one, Limousine have got a new single coming out.
Ah, nice.
It's released on November 19th and it will be on their new album, You've Been Limousined, which is going to be released next year. So that's the first thing. Obviously, I'm hilarious. Oh, actually, it's in four bits. Obviously, I'm hilariously excited about that. I'm also excited about the fact that I've got some gigs here for them. Saturday 6th October in Nambuka in London. Wednesday 31st, Under Solo in Camden. Sunday the 11th, the Albion in Hammersmith, and I can go to the one on Wednesday the 31st October. Halloween, come
nice.
On. I think I'm finally going to see Limousine live, so I'm very, very excited about that. One thing I'm not excited about is, you might remember that in recent times when I've been sent through the press sheet from Limousine, one of the quotes on it was actually from me, saying that they were one of my favourite bands, that apparently I'm not important enough anymore. And my quote has been dropped off in favour of some other people that aren't important, like Tom Robinson at Six Music. But I've beaten them all, Tony.
Okay.
I have beaten every single person who likes Limousine in the world ever in a very simple way. And it's a lot to do with Punky Radio. It's not just me. You're involved in this as well. How many bands do you know where someone who does a podcast or a radio show has successfully led... to changing the lead singer's name?
Is it now Limousine?
Because on this single, it says the makeup of the band are, and I quote, Johnny Zero, guitars, vocals and booze, Carl, beer and bass, Timmy, drums and wine, and Limo Dean, vocals, guitar and Jaeger. Come on! How
very
about
nice.
That?
Nice.
How about that? That is everyone else can fuck off. I love them. They're brilliant. And Limo Dean, the lead singer. That is, I just laughed so much when I saw that. It's brilliant. I'll ask you their website after you've heard it. We can't wait any longer, can we? This is Tokyo, 1970.
I'm
listening to Project Marv underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Limousine. I'm so happy. I love it when they... any time that I get something from them, it's always brilliant. Thank you so much for sending that through. And I am obviously, obviously flattered that we've changed the lead singer's name.
It's nice.
That's great. But, you know, all we've done was suggest it, really. It's a great name for him. We're Limousine. I'm Limadine. Get on with it. Brilliant. Do check them out anytime you can. The best way to do that is via their Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/limousine.
No, facebook.com/limousine band, and limousine is LIMOZINE. Pulling in step 5, Tony. 2, do you have a twat?
No,
for fuck's sake.
Yeah, no twat again. Please, if you do have a twat, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. just want the twat's name, want to know where they're from, and I want to know why you think they're a twat. Simple as that. Email me now. You must know one. You must.
You must, yeah. Well, what should we talk about instead then?
Is it true about the Simon Pegg film in Letchworth?
It is, yeah, yeah.
I was watching Hot Fuzz last night, and I was Googling on Wiki to see where it was filmed, and then yeah, it says next film filming in Letchworth.
He's been filming in his new zombie film. He's been filming in the Gardener's Arms today. They changed the name of the Gardener's Arms to the World's End. The Gardener's Arms is where you can get a carvery for £3.99.
Nice.
And it's a really good carvery. They do mashed potatoes. You know, a lot of carveries don't do mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
they do mashed potatoes.
Nice.
My only problem, I don't know whether I told you about this, but I treated my mum and dad to dinner. I took them there. I booze and drinks, 3 people, £20, right? And I said to the chef, my only problem with it is that they do every day, they do gammon, turkey and beef, right? Mm. And all the meat's good, and then they do all the different veggies and everything, and mashed potato. But they only have 2 sorts of gravy. And one of the gravy is a horseradish gravy that you'd have with beef. And the other one is a meat gravy. So you don't really have a gravy to go with the gammon or the turkey. Mm. And I said to the chef, I think the food's brilliant here, but I've only got one question. Why don't you have a gravy suitable for the turkey or gammon? Why do you only have 2 gravies, both for the beef? He said, well, first of all, both of the gravies are all right anyway, and secondly, it's £3.99. I know, and that's absolutely fair enough.
Fair enough.
I'm going to stop moaning about the gravy. Right, but yeah, they were filming in there, and then they're filming. I didn't know until today they were doing it, because I know Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't know, but they're here a week, and obviously I'm in Spain, aren't I?
Oh, right, of course.
So I'm not going to see him.
Well, the film's about a pub crawl, and I was thinking when you were talking about all the pubs and stuff, I wonder if they're going to do a few more things, but...
But yeah, the thing is, they're going to have to be fairly creative doing a pub crawl in Letchworth, because there's only 6.
Oh, right.
Hitchin's got all the pubs. You want to do a pub, your pub crawl, film in Hitchin. But I suppose they could film it in Letchworth, because the pubs, there's only a couple in the town centre, and they're probably easier to get the film crew into without actually disrupting the town. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. So anyway, but I might tweet him later. Let's see if he notices.
Yeah.
Say, hello, Simon Pegg. I'm in Letchworth. What are you doing? Because if they're about this evening, I mean, I know it's 7:40 now we're making this. If they're about this evening, I could nip out and have a drink with them, I suppose. But I haven't seen him in a long time, mind you. Did I tell you about what happened with Simon Pegg? I think I did, didn't I?
That I think he was a while ago. Yeah,
I booked him into my show in Hitchin years ago when he was a stand-up comic. And I said, look, can you send me a photo and a bio? He went, I'll just make it up. So I did. I just made it up, and on the night I forgot. I put it on the poster, and on the night, ladies and gentlemen, Simon Pegg, and he walked out, and someone went, "Where's your trumpet?" And someone else went, "Yeah, where's your dress?" And what? Hey, what's going on? And I forgot I'd put on the poster Simon Pegg, the cheeky trumpet playing transvestite. He said, "Make it up." So I made it up. Right? Oops. All right. Nice. Anyway. Perhaps you won't want to see me later. No. Last track this week, and it is the last track this week from Hip Bone Slim, and this is a band called The Legs. Now, this band were a Spanish incarnation, Hip Bone Slim, a couple of Spanish guys, and they're more sort of garagey, and I'm just going to find a bit of information about them here. see if I can just read a bit out. And the shiny headed one, as they call him in the thing, is joined by two of Spain's finest beat merchants, both Yorga Explosion and Mr. Pibley, are more regularly seen in the notorious Doctor Explosion, Spain's top garage punk band. The Legs really mix it up, playing a hodgepodge of freak beat punk, garage blues and more. And again, they've got half a dozen tracks on here. Yeah, it's a 40 track CD. It's out, it will be out via Dirty Water Records. I think it's actually out on Cargo Records. No, Dirty Water Records. It is. Distribution by Cargo. So do visit the Dirty War Records website, find out more about them. But also, can I have the website of the Legs?
Thelegs.co.uk?
Yeah, I haven't got one. So I'm going to give you the point. Doesn't matter anyway. It's probably the Internet 5, Tony 3. This, I hope I've got this right. I hope I've done the right track here. I'm not sure I've got the right track now. Oh, dear. I don't think this is the one I was going to have. I think I might have written down the wrong track. So look, we're just going to play it anyway.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what the track is afterwards, all right?
Okay.
I think I've just messed up.
All right.
I'll tell you which one I've played in a minute. The Legs and a track called Gotta Eat. Sorry about that. I'd written down Up the Ante, which is another track on there, and I thought, hang on, that's not the one we've sorted out here. But I had to hear it again to remember which one I'd plumbed in. So, yes, that was an embarrassing and amateurish end to an otherwise professional and wonderful show. Make sure you do get all the CDs from all the bands this week. Really, really good. And obviously, you can take it after the show in one purchase.
Yes.
In a month or so. So thank you very much to Dirty Water Records, and thank you very much to Manila PR for pretty much between them getting 7 of the 8 tracks this week, and thank you also to Vice Squad for being brilliant in general. That's about it. Anything we'd like people to do before we go, Tony?
Quick shout out to about the internet radio stations. I forgot to mention something earlier. If you have an iPhone, download an app called TuneIn Radio. Because when we were listening to the radio this week with the family around, I found Punky Radio on it, I found all the internet radio stations that we were on it, and all available through one app. It's brilliant.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's free, so I'll mention it again next week when I remember. But TuneIn Radio,
is that only on an iPhone?
Well, I've got it on an iPhone. It might be on other apps as well, but the iPhone one I've got, but
I'm going to have a look for that.
Yeah.
That's an excellent piece of information.
It comes up. Yep.
Sorry?
Search for Punky, we come up. Search for Hussy Skunk, it pops straight up. It's brilliant.
Brilliant. Mm. So you definitely want to check that. There you go. Look at that. We're even advertising everybody in one go. And advertising an app. I don't think we've ever done that before.
No.
I can't handle it. I'm going to have to go. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
Bunch of cunts.